Director of Urban Disaster Risk Management, Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, Mr. NMSI Alambipola, speak with Radio Thailand about work of his team.
We are actually from Urban Disaster Risk Management team. We deal with the risk in cities, especially, you know, the cities are at risk at this moment because of the various reasons. One is that climate variations we observe in the global level as well as at regional level, and also since cities are located near the fault zones and geological risk is also high, and also some of the cities are located in mountainous areas. So therefore we can see some of the cities are affected from landslides and, you know, related risk actually. It is important for us to look at the risk, existing risk, and also ways of reducing the risk. We are, you know, approaching in different ways. First, we need to provide assistance to cities to assess the risk. So we are helping several cities to assess the risk. Then the governance is important because there are many things happening in the cities, and through the involvement of the local governments, we can reduce the risk by incorporating in the bylaws, by incorporating in land use policies and things. Also, it is important to have the capacity built in the stakeholders, mainly the city governments and also others working in the cities. Also, we try to, you know, promote best practices by documenting them and, you know, sharing with others. Also, we organize different forums for the city officials and also other city level stakeholders to come and their good experience and also their challenges, so that we will be able to help them in, you know, reducing their risk. We also can discuss about the specific aspects. For instance, you know, we are dealing with the hydrometeorological risk because Thailand, in many cities, you know, the cities are located near rivers, and also some of the cities are on the coastal belt. We have seen due to tsunami many cities got affected. In the same way, we expect due to climate change, maybe, you know, the sea level rise will have some adverse impact on the coastal cities in Thailand. In the same way, the rainfall intensity is going to be high, and so therefore in the mountainous areas there might be more instances where landslide events can take place, and also sometimes, you know, flash flooding and also riverine flooding can also have adverse effects in cities. So therefore this is one particular area we are concentrating now. So we also address this in different ways because climate risk is a futuristic one. Therefore, you know, we have to have appropriate tools so that, you know, we'll be able to see the long-term risk actually. So because the cities can be planned only when they know the long-term risk. So therefore, we have to help the cities to assess the long-term risk. In the same way, we also can, you know, propose ways of reducing the exposure of people and also reducing the vulnerability of people. It may be the physical vulnerability in terms of, you know, having different flood protection schemes, then other schemes to, you know, take people away from the flood prone areas. At the meantime, we can also have some adaptation measures at community level so that, you know, the communities by their own ways they will be able to look up the risk reduction initiatives, because we feel that even the city governments or the national governments alone cannot handle this type of risk. So there should be a lot of collaboration and also partnership with all the other agencies, and also mainly, you know, by raising the awareness of people, we should be able to provide necessary assistance for individual communities also to, you know, reduce their risk.
That was Mr. Alambipola, Director of Urban Disaster Risk Management Team, Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, Tharin Angskun, Radio Thailand News.